If you missed out on $1,000 Minute, we still got those in-season double passes to see June Part 2 at Event Cinemas to give away this morning before 9 o'clock. But we're just going to touch on something here now. The gender pay gap between men and women, for me, where we're at in society, I'm still very confused.
Why it still exists.
In 2024. I do not understand why that's a thing. Like, if you're doing the exact same role as me, honestly, what is wrong with the world / the country if you're not getting, how is a man doing it any better than a woman? It really gets me going. So to talk further on it, Chris Foster Ramsey, finance and money expert, can you shed some light perhaps on why this might still be a thing, Chris?
Well, I'd love to, but I share both your opinions on that. I don't understand it either. I think in 2024 it is a big question as to why. I mean, you can ask why across a number of different levels, but as a business owner, I don't see any difference in a skill set based on gender.
Not at all. And I see you've got some. I know there's some recent data that shows that women don't have as much savings or backup as men do, like if they were to be faced with, a dire situation. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the research showed that women have, or those identify as women, have on average 107 days of savings, which is 15 weeks, about 3.5 months, compared to those identify as male at 138 days, or almost 5 months of savings.
Wow.
So, whether that be parental care or whether that be a true indication of the gender pay gap, it doesn't make sense.
Do you think, because we are in the lead up, we're approaching International Women's Day on the 8th of March, there has been a lot of media attention, and so there should be, about this gender pay gap. Do you think that's not coincidental?
Yeah, I think just going back quickly to the, why we need more females in leadership positions, I find in my business that that females tend to bring a softer touch in terms of their soft skill set, but can equally and quickly be assertive from a direction and assertive side.
Oh, 100%, Chris. Speaking from experience, I have recently just started working underneath a female general manager. It's only the first, maybe the second female general manager I've ever worked under. And I was even telling Jack this morning that I feel this particular GM, she's probably listening, has been my favourite thus far out of males, females as a whole. Like, she is amazing at managing situations. She's such a fearless leader. She has your back, and you're right. She does have that EI, that emotional intelligence to go along with all those things. So I can understand what you're saying there, Chris.
And that is something that I think just women are better at, having the EI. Like, this general manager is one of the best I've had, if not the best I've had. I worked for a very big radio network in Brisbane. The CEO of the radio network was a woman. Unbelievably, it ran it like so unreal. So it's just,
Let's hope all this hoo-ha online, on social media and in the media at the moment, in the lead up to International Women's Day, does have some impact and we knock out that gender pay gap.
# close the gap. Chris Foster Ramsey, finance and money expert. Thanks for jumping on, mate.
No worries. Say what I-